Broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
Oh, Ben, it is a beautiful morning. I'm trying to stand up. I'm at the Alawai Golf Course. It is spectacular, a little breezy. Look at the sun coming up, the clouds. It just looks spectacular. And now I'm looking into Manoa Valley, Palolo Valley, and it looks like it's still raining considerably. The dark clouds, I don't know if they're socking everybody in, but we're going to have a little bit more rain. This is a perfect time, Ben, to tell you that scattered showers are definitely mainly before noon. Mostly sunny, high near 84 today, but breezy. The east-northeasterlies are 15 to 17 miles per hour. Gusts up to 24. So watch how high you hit that ball today. You don't want to get caught up in that. You'd be surprised how far a 25 or 24-mile-per-hour wind can take the ball. Chance of precipitation is 30%. It was 50% yesterday, and boy, did we experience that. Scattered showers also forecast mainly after midnight tonight, and partly cloudy with a low around 73, and still breezy as well, again with the chance of precipitation at 30%. Oh, tee times? Oh, you'd like to go play a round of golf. How about Volcano Golf Club? There's an 836, a 910, and a 1048. Makalei has an 830 and a 916 and a 1008. And on Kauai, you could play at Poipu. It's still nine holes because they're working on lots of different things like the bunkers, for instance. You can play nine holes twice, but you can't play the different nine holes. It's going to be the same nine holes that you played the first time around. There is an 840, an 1130, and a 1220. Kauai Lagoons has a 1030 and an 1112. Turtle Bay, 840, 1008, 1136. The sand crabs are going out today. Where's the cart? Sand crabs, may you all hit the sweet spot every time. And at Eva Beach Golf Course, there's an 850 and a 938. Bayview, there's a 9 o'clock and a 920 and a 1008. And then at Wailea, 1040, 1050, 11 o'clock. That's on the beautiful Gold Course. Emerald Course has a 1020 and an 1120 and an 1130. That's pretty nice, isn't it? Okay, the Blue Course has a 1010, 1030, 11 o'clock. And at Maui Nui, there's an 852, 956, and a 1048. So it's a great day to test your game. You're not going to get a lot of roll if it's been raining as much as it has been. So just be prepared for, you know, having a great shoot those darts and have a great time. May you hit the sweet spot every time. All right. We're here at the Alawai Golf Course because today's show features the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and First Tee Hawaii. And joining us in the clubhouse right now, Mark Rolfing, Golf Channel NBC Sports Golf commentator and analyst, member of the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame, inducted in 2000, member of DePaul University Hall of Fame. GolfHawaii.com, of course, is his creation, host of the Golf Hawaii Travel and Global Golf Adventure. And, you know, he had a very successful high school and college golf career, DePaul Golf Team Conference Champion. Wow. You know, Mark Rolfing, you've been around for a while, and you've been just always in it. Director of Marketing and Recreation at Kapalua. Somebody sitting at the table knows you very well. Chris Noda is going to be with us in a little while. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Well, thank you very much. Let's start off the day. Since Ben Crenshaw gave us a big hello, I got to tell a story on Ben. Okay. Since I last talked to you a couple of months ago, Danielle, I was over on the Big Island for the wedding of Ben and Julie Crenshaw's youngest daughter, of whom Debbie Rolfing and I are the godparents of. And you know how they like to do things in Texas in the biggest way possible? Well, he did it on the Big Island in the biggest way possible, in that here's how many bridesmaids and bridegrooms they had in that wedding. They had 17 bridesmaids and 17 bridegrooms. And I'm telling you, it was the biggest wedding I've ever seen, Texas style. And he said to me afterwards, he said, Uncle Mark, I got to pass the hat to take care of this one here. So that's my French, everything's big in Texas and Big Island story for the morning.
Wow, that is fantastic. Where was it again that the wedding was held?
This was at Kohana Iki, of course. Marty Kiter and David Reese, yes, and everybody over there helped us out with a great venue for that wedding. And it was a lot of fun. But, yeah, let's talk a little golf. What a strange year it's been, hasn't it? I don't even know how to describe it.
No, you know, the thing about what's been happening in the last couple of days really struck me, and I want to go straight to something Rory McIlroy said with Donald Trump in the White House. According to Rory, that could clear the way for a deal between the PGA Tour and the Saudi Arabia PIF. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, Donald Trump, in his usual way, said it could take him 15 minutes to solve you know, the PIF PGA Tour problem. 15 minutes he could do it, which was less than 24 hours he said it would take him to solve the war in the Middle East. So 15 minutes is not much, but I will tell you, I don't think it's a bad sign. I do think that the tide, which I believe was turning back to the PGA Tour a little bit in terms of where the leverage was, I think the tide will be now more on the LIV side. Because if you take a look at who was on that stage with Donald Trump in his acceptance speech the other night, on Tuesday night, it was Bryson DeChambeau. He and Bryson have become quite buddies. Trump, of course, hosted a LIV golf event at his resort in Florida, Doral, last year. I think what you're going to hear from Donald Trump is, everybody let bygones be bygones. Let's not punish the people who went to LIV 3 years ago. Let's just make this deal and everybody can play wherever they want. I think that will go okay for a few people, including Rory McIlroy. But there's a number of other players on the American side, the PGA Tour side, they're going to see, wait a minute, you know, we didn't take that money. We didn't get all that money. We deserve something here. So that's where the problem is still going to lie. How are you going to compensate the guys that didn't jump for the LIV money? It's not a done deal yet, that's for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely agree with you 100%. Those guys got $40 million or whatever the number was, you know, we don't even know, just to go. And it just, I don't see how the tour players can just accept, oh yeah, sure, bygones be bygones, and let's just join up together with these guys who got filthy rich jumping ship and then making LIV golf. You know, it's not really golf. They don't even, they play in teams. But there's also people who say that team structure is something that is so popular, we should take a hint from the NBA, the NFL, all these teams that become so popular with the fans, they can root for the teams. Your thoughts on that?
I'm not in that camp yet. I think one team event a year is plenty. The Ryder Cup is the most compelling event in golf now. There's no doubt in my mind. It's not the most important tournament, for sure, but it's the most compelling. Having said that, golf is an individual sport, I believe, and I don't understand how they can play an individual sport and team concept at the same time. We saw a number of situations on the LIV Tour this past year where guys were compromised in that they were trying to beat a guy that was on their own team coming down the stretch to win the tournament, yet at the same time also they were trying to have their team win, and they made decisions, strategic decisions, to benefit the team or to not benefit the team, to benefit themselves, and I think there was a conflict there. So I'm not huge on the team concept. I think in the world of golf structure, 5 years from now, Danielle, there's going to be a global tour. There's no doubt in my mind. I don't know who will own it or what the structure will look like. I think there will be a team component, but I don't see that being any more than three or four team events a year.
You know, as you said, golf is an individual sport, and we rally behind our favorite players. They're the ones that we do the hooting and the hollering for, you know, when they hit a great shot. So, to me, that's golf. and it's not football, and it's not basketball, it's not hockey, it's golf. And we can relate to that as golfers. Now, here's something else that's come out. Fewer tour cards, smaller fields, among the key changes proposed for a reimagined PGA Tour in 2026. This from the PGA Tour Policy Board, as well as the Players Advisory Council, or the PAC. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't like that either, but I think it's necessary. And the big issue, Danielle, is pace of play on the PGA Tour. We had a number of tournaments this past year where they didn't make the cut on Friday night because there were still players that hadn't completed their second round. You got two ways to solve pace of play. You can either have people play faster and have some penalties that are invoked if they don't, or you can make the field smaller. Making the field smaller, I think, is going to give, you know, more of the money to fewer of the players in the end. I think the top players are already doing great, but I believe there's a place in the game for the full field events. There really is. We saw some tremendous stories on the PGA Tour from the full field events. And I think about the Sony Open, which is, you know, near and dear to the hearts of everybody listening here. And where would we have been without Michelle Wee stories or without Tad Fujikawa stories or things like that? We would have really lost something over the years. And with these smaller fields, you're going to see less and less opportunity to give sponsors exemptions, for example, to a Tad Fujikawa. So that story could unfold. I don't know. I don't like it becoming a smaller club. But it's a club that once you get in now, it's hard to get kicked out. Once you get in these signature events, starting at Century in January, if you're playing in all eight of them next year, you're going to have to play pretty bad to not be in the top 50 in the events the next year then.
Okay. It's funny. Why would the players like this smaller? This is the Players Advisory Council that has also agreed with the PGA Tour. Why would they like it?
They don't like it. I don't believe. Oh. I do not believe the players, the majority of the players, are supporting this. I think, you know, it's a relative few that are really behind it. But okay. Who has the loudest voices? Tiger Woods. You know, he's got the loudest voice, but Rory McIlroy's got a loud one. Patrick Cantlay, Xander Schauffele. You look at those top players, Scottie Scheffler. They're the ones that have the loudest voices, and this is going to benefit them. So the middle of the pack players, the guys that are between 50th and 100th, or between 50th and 125th on the PGA Tour money list, are going to get lost in the shuffle, and it's going to become harder and harder for them. Now, the top players are supporting it because that's what television would like to see, and that's what the sponsors want, is to have the stars, you know, on the weekend playing together more often. That's the goal here.
Okay. That's the bottom line. All right. LPGA season, nearly at the close. We've got two more events. One's being played right here in Hawaii, the Lotte. There are seven players to watch over these next two events, and some of them we've gotten so used to having on the LPGA Tour, they may not make it. Bailey Tardy is one, 54. Hyuju Kim, she's at number 61. Only the top 60, right? So Alexa Pano, she's 62. Ashley Buhai, 63 on the list. Anna Nordqvist, 71, the 37-year-old Swede, in danger of losing her tour card. And so is Dewey Weber. She's playing the Lotte and the Annika and hoping to get a solo seventh or better in one of the tournaments that would get her into that top 60. And the other one is Danielle Kang. Her position is 138. She's had just a miserable time. I think she won once or placed a better than T20 way back in February. It was a T20 back in February in a limited field, no-cut event. And since then, she's just had real unluck, which isn't hard to, you know, once it steps on you, it's really hard to shake it and get your game back. So your thoughts on how the LPGA season is wrapping up?
Well, I will tell you, and we're seeing it this week here at the Lotte Championship in Hawaii, which does not have a very good field. It's one of the weaker fields that's ever been in Lotte. I don't like the end of the LPGA schedule this year, which has just required a tremendous amount of travel. They have been ping-ponging all around the globe. And now right at the end here, you know, Hawaii's gotten squeezed into, you know, the schedule between Japan and between the Anika in Florida next week, where a lot of these players live. So I think a lot of the players that aren't doing as well that we expected are having trouble getting themselves acclimated toward the end of the season to be able to perform well. Daniel Kang missed the cut here at Lotte, you know, which is just unbelievable that he's not playing on the weekend even. But I think the LPGA has to think through this schedule. I don't believe Hawaii ought to be in November. I think it ought to be in April. That's where it belongs. I think it fits better on the schedule back then. But also, they've got to give these players a little bit of a break. And, you know, by the end of the season, players have little nagging injuries. It's a couple of the players that you were talking about that are Bailey Tardy that are potentially losing their cards, are dinged up. And even though it's not the most physical of sports on the surface, you get yourself hurt in golf. You tweak a little finger or you've got a sore ankle that you turned in a hole on the golf course one day or something. It really affects the way you play. And I think that's happened to a lot of players. So playing a lot of golf can have its problems and its downside toward the end. And that's what's happened to a lot of these players.
And the travel. I mean, going up in an aircraft and coming down, just that on the body is, we don't think about it, but it's taxing. And just the time zones and all of that, it's exhausting. And then on top of that, you've got to get out there and perform at your highest level. And it's like, you know, Bailey Tardy, she, you know, was amazing. She won in her second start of the 2024 season, but then she only made one cut in the following 13 starts. So what do you do in that situation? You know, like you're just in a rut and it's really very, very difficult. So we're sitting at the table here at the beautiful Alawai Golf Course. It looks so gorgeous this morning. Mark Rolfing's with us, Golf Channel, NBC Sports Golf, and commentator and analyst. Chris Noda, the executive director of Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, First Tee Hawaii, is also with us at the table. Jared Kim is the First Tee Hawaii program director, and Allison Wallace is our HSJGA tournament manager, LPGA USGA girls golf director. Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, First Tee Hawaii, was founded by Mary B. Porter King, a good friend of Mark Rolfing's. And I just thought I'd bring in Chris Noda because Kapalua Golf, he was there for 20 years doing golf operations, including the Century, of course, since 2000. He handled group outings. He did the pro-ams, the amateur events, and welcome into the clubhouse with Mark Rolfing, and now Chris Noda is all up and ready to go. Hi, Chris.
Morning, Danielle. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure. Mark, can you give me just some of your thoughts about why is HSJGA and First Tee Hawaii great for kids?
Well, I will tell you, Danielle, and Chris, by the way, who's sitting there, has done a fabulous job. He's not the kind of guy that's going to pound his own drum or sing his own praises, but I'm going to sing a few for him because he has really guided this organization, the HSJGA and First Tee, for the last couple of years and done a fabulous job. It is so important, and I will tell you, being part of this organization the last couple of decades has been really one of the benchmarks and highlights of my life, because junior golf is so, so important. And we've seen some tremendous growth in the game, especially since COVID a few years ago, and especially since you know, we realized what an asset golf can be in a situation like that where you can get people outside and play. But the reason that junior golf is really so important, Danielle, is that golf is the game of a lifetime. You can play golf, you know, well into your 70s and 80s and still be really good at it. And the key to all of that is growing up, understanding the game, and having good fundamentals. There's two things, really, that we really want to impress upon the kids that are in our programs. And that is, first of all, learning the fundamentals of the game, which if you don't have good fundamentals, you're never going to be successful at golf. It's a tremendously complicated game. But in terms of grip and aim and ball position and posture, which are the four main fundamentals, if you have flaws in any of those areas, it's going to be hard to be successful. And the time to learn those is early in your career. So technically, the junior golfers that are getting good instruction now at early ages and learning that type of stuff are going to be so much successful for more of their life. But more important than that, in my mind, is learning the nuances of the game that are so important to why the game is the game that we love so much. And that are things like etiquette and understanding, you know, how to act on the golf course and how to dress and how to interact with other people that you're playing golf with. You can't ignore that type of stuff in golf. It's a 4 or 5 hour round of golf where you're interacting with other people and playing in the midst of people all over the same golf course. And the kids that are learning that at early ages are so much more prepared to enjoy the game the rest of their life, not play on the PGA Tour or the LPGA, but to be able to enjoy the game. So learning that type of stuff, and we really stress it. You know, the nine core values of the first tee are so important. Honesty. You're the only person that knows what score you made on every hole. And how many times have we seen over the years, you know, players in golf call penalties on themselves, whether it's LPGA or PGA Tour, you know, that they knew they had done something wrong. You don't see that in other sports. Every time I watch an NFL game, I watch players that clearly didn't catch the ball try to convince the referee that he did, and we're watching it bounce on the ground on the replay. You know, that's not golf.
That's right.
You're the only one that knows what score you made. And so the first tee is really, really cool in terms of, you know, creating a situation where these kids can learn these core values. And it really is going to be a foundation for the sustainability of golf, particularly here in the islands, which is such a remote place.
Yeah, very cool. Chris, your thoughts?
No, just really wonderful, aspect of the first tee is the life skills that we give to the kids and everything. And, you know, to Mark's point about it, you know, one of the key commitments that we teach them is collaborating with others. And it's so applicable, whether it's talking about the recent election, the PIF, the LIV. I mean, you could go on and on, and whether it's, you know, children and how they interact with, you know, with the world.
Yeah.
So it's unbelievable. And this year we've been so blessed with the amount of demand that we've had. We are almost at, as of today, 2,500 statewide registrations for first tee.
Wow. That's for this year.
Just this year.
Huge.
Yes.
And what I love about HSJGA and first tee is how the kids come in and they're, you know, still running around and not really being focused. And then, you know, next week, all of a sudden, they're going to their little pod or whatever it is where they're supposed to be, and they're standing in line and they're waiting for their turn. And you're like, wait a second, how in the world did you go from this rodeo thing into this organized, structural, everybody's ready to do the thing?
Yes, and it's incredible with, you know, with the values that we teach them, and it transfers over and it keeps going. You know, you look at the tournaments that we do with the HSJGA. Allison does a wonderful job with them. We've got 15, 16 events a year, and they come out. We've got, you know, two alumni that are U.S. Open champions of the HSJGA. You've got Michelle Wee West, and then you've got Allison Corpus. This whole, and to Mark's point, too, about the growth of the game, Hawaii demand, you know, and all that, I mean, I think right now we're doing really wonderful programs for the state, and we're seeing it with the demand. And the testimony as well to Jared and his management of the first tee programs here in Oahu as well.
That's awesome. And just seeing all of the working together, it's also important to remember that even if you're learning the game as a young adult, that will, and stay with it, because the relationships that you develop in business or in just in pleasure are relationships that will last a lifetime. And when you find yourself, you're in a business, let's say you accept an invitation to go play with goodness knows who, everybody is on the same level when it comes to golf. There's no, he's the boss. You have to defer to your boss, but it's after a while things change a lot and you become more friendly. You get this great rapport, and I just think it adds to everybody's life just having the experience of golf and collaborating.
One of the things that's really, really wonderful that we've seen with the first tee programs here is that if you take a first tee session like we're going to have shortly here at Olawai, we find that close to at least 85 to 90% of those kids that are here today have taken a first tee session in the past year.
Wow.
With us.
So they come back.
They come back, they enjoy it, they socialize, they make friends. And again, to Mark's point, talking about the values and the key commitments, and that type of return rate, whether it's a business, you're talking about, much younger kids. I think it's just, again, a testimony to Jared and the staff and all that.
Yes.
And the coaching that they're putting on, and overall the fun aspect that the kids are having when they're out and participating with the first tee.
And that may be one of the most important things to remember, that golf is fun, and don't take it too seriously.
Right.
You'll drive yourself nuts if you do. Mark Rolfing and Chris Noda, you guys have known each other a long time.
We have.
Yeah, we sure have. Yeah, I watched Chris grow up in Kapalua, literally.
How fun to have like a mentor,
yep.
And Mark Rolfing is such you have such positive energy, Mark. It's so, I'm so happy that you're here, and that you're stuck with me forever. You know that, right?
I know that, and you're stuck with me for a while. I mean, I can't imagine. I am getting ready in 6 weeks to start my 40th year, 40 of broadcasting. When we put Century on Golf Channel on NBC, and that's just incredible to me that I could have a career that's lasted that long, and that ought to be something that everybody that's listening thinks about. So much of that was because of the fundamentals that I learned as a junior golfer a long, long time ago. And one of the important things that I want everybody to think about today, when you're hearing from Jared and hearing from Allison and hearing from Chris Noda and all the people that really make this thing run, is that the key to the fundamental skeleton of our first tee program out here is the coaches. We have to have coaches, because the first tee nationally does not send coaches out to Hawaii to oversee all these programs. These are positions that have to be created out here by us. These are parents. These are people that live and work in our communities, and we need coaches. If you think about the numbers that Chris is talking about and how many kids are actually participating, the more and more kids that we have, the more and more coaches that we need. So part of what we have to do going forward in terms of the planning is figure out literally how we're going to find more people, more parents, to become coaches of the first tee, because it is really a satisfying and gratifying thing for a lot of people that enjoy the coaching so much.
How would a parent or someone get in touch with you, Chris?
Go to firstteehawaii.org and get involved. Click on the Get Involved area. And, exactly what Mark's saying. I mean, with the growth that we're seeing, we need more coaches. We need more parents. We need, we definitely need more involvement.
Right.
Great parts about First Tee is that we adhere to a 6-to-1 ratio. So a maximum of 6 kids per coach when we're conducting a session. And with the growth that we had, we need more coaches.
Mark Rolfing, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
All right. You guys have a great day at Olawai. I'm jealous today, but beautiful day over here on Maui. So go junior golf. Let's go.
Right on. Aloha. we need to take care of our sponsors who make this show possible. We'll be back in toot sweet real soon. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Hoipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore has reopened to rave reviews. Come play our newly renovated greens. Bring the family. Invite some friends. When you stand on that tee box, see that view, you'll know why Hoipu Bay makes any day special. Come, join the aloha at Hoipu Bay, where golf is played. Call 808-742-8711. Your tee time is waiting.
The Aloha Power Veterans Week Sale. Everything on sale up to 25% off. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it, chainsaws, mowers, blowers, trimmers. You want them? They'll be on sale. Veterans Week Sale. Shepoff Island. New shipments arrive daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Evile, next to the Costco gas station and in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips.
All right, stretching is fundamental to prepare or to recover from a round of golf. We're introducing the Stretch Lab Hawaii program that with studios there at Kahala Mall, Kailua by Foodland, Ward Village, at Kōlua, that's, you know, Ward Village, and the building is Kōlua, that's 1000 Oahu Street. Our new salon, so to speak, is coming to Kapolei. Our one-on-one assisted stretching sessions help improve your swing, your flexibility. You'll move better, you'll feel better, and you'll play better. Tell them the golf club sent you. Give them the gift that feels so good. A Stretch Lab gift certificate. Stretch and mobility are yours at Stretch Lab Hawaii.
Ah, here's the local rule sign. Keep it in the fairway. It speeds up play. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
Here we are at the gorgeous Alawai Golf Course, the home of the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, First Tee Hawaii. Everyone's in the room. Allison Wallace, HSJGA Tournament Manager, LPGA USGA Girls Golf Director, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, First Tee Hawaii, founded by Mary B. Porter King. She knew way back when that this was going to be so important for our kids. University of Georgia graduate is Allison Wallace, a bachelor's in public relations, minor in sports management. Tournament director, she is responsible for planning, running, organizing events for the HSJGA, along with teaching First Tee, running social media, managing the local office. Allison, do you have a life?
Yeah, it's work.
right here, right now. Because when you talk about not only are you organizing the tournaments, you're there.
Yes, I'm at every event.
Yes.
Any event we have, I'm there.
And did you play on the Epson Tour?
No, I did not. I didn't even play in college.
You didn't play in college?
I didn't want to.
Really? Why?
I think for me, I knew I had more of a passion coming into the field and wanting to coach and be involved and love the sport how it is, that I knew that there was more love and more hope and growth for me on this side of it than it was in the playing aspect of it.
Uh-huh. Yes, I understand. You wanted to be a part of golf, but you didn't necessarily want to be the golfer.
Yes.
Right on. And so in that position of not wanting to be the golfer and wanting to be the organizer, when did you start playing golf?
I mean, I probably started playing when I was like 7 or 8. My parents had me playing when I was really young.
Why?
I think a lot of it was my dad really enjoyed the game, so he wanted me to play with him. And then as I got older, he was like, there's so many scholarships out there, so like you need a play so you can go to school off of it.
Dad's a thinking man.
Yeah.
So, but you did, you pushed back and said, I'm not going to.
Actually, I toured probably like 20 different schools for golf, and then when it kind of came down to it, I decided to not play, and I went to an in-state school at UGA because I had such a good educational scholarship there,
okay.
And took that instead.
Okay, all right, so Dad didn't have to pay.
Yeah, it worked out either way.
I was wondering how disappointed he'd be. If Oh, it's wonderful. Didn't you enjoy playing with your dad?
I did.
I loved playing with my dad.
Yeah. Playing, like, just with people in general, now that I've kind of gotten to the point where it's, like, you don't have to play always being in a competitive environment, you realize, like, how much more joyful the game is, and I think that's even been something I've been able to bring to light with a lot of our juniors in the sense of, like, when we're at tournaments and you see things happening and it's, like, the kids are, like, you'll pass by them, and Connor and I often drive past the kids and they're or talk to them and they're like, oh, like it's just so bad. And I'm like, guys, it's not that big a deal. Like at the end of the day, like right now, this is one shot of what the 70 that you're going to hit. And also just at the end of the day, like that bad shot doesn't define you. Even a bad round doesn't define you. And like, you're much more than what that golf shot is. And like, you kind of just have this whole different perspective that I can now bring back to these juniors. And I'm actually like, sometimes I'm slowly seeing it work in their lives now, too, of, like, what that actually means and that it's not as important as they think it is.
That's a hard one for kids to get because they start defining themselves as how good they are in whatever the sport may be that they're playing.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have a bad day bowling, they're it's just, like, miserable because, you know, they're ruined. I'm ruined as a person. That, and you'll teach them to see beyond that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's been a goal of mine in this position is that, I like, even as you see, like, our motto printed in so many different places, like, we're developing tomorrow's leaders one swing at a time. And it's not always about being a leader doesn't mean you have to shoot the lowest round. It doesn't mean that you have to have a hole-in-one. It doesn't mean you have to win. And I think that's also the cool thing about the game of golf is, like, your win might not be somebody else's win. Like, you could shoot the best round of your life, and it still might not win the tournament, but that doesn't mean it's not a win.
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing that's cool about the sport and cool about being in this position is that you can, like, bring these unique wins to each kid and realize that it's, like, one important question of, like, when you ask them, it's, like, how did it go today? And they're, like, oh, it went bad. And I'm, like, well, what went right? And then they're, like, well, nothing went right. And I'm, like, no, tell me something that went right. And then all of a sudden they can start recalling, like, oh, well, this happened and this happened and this happened. And I'm, like, then it wasn't that bad. And I think it's, like, one thing if you ever catch me at a tournament, you will hear me repeatedly say to every kid out there, like, that is all about perspective. It's all about perspective. I mean, how you're seeing it is that it's like, what really is bad? And I think it's been a learning moment where some of the kids look at me like I'm stupid and they're like, what? Like, why are you talking to me right now? And then some of the kids sometimes look at you and they're like, yeah, bad's all about perspective.
Everybody comes to this part of the aha moment
mm-hmm.
where you start seeing what you hadn't, you're in this cloud,
mm-hmm.
and you can't see through the cloud at all, and then all of a sudden, bingo, the light goes on. That must be very rewarding.
It is. I think it's definitely like one of those things, like, you know, you question at the beginning of this of like, do I have a life? sometimes I do question that for myself, but then it being at a tournament is so rewarding, just any event. I'm not even going to say just tournaments, because working first tee, working girls golf events, all the other extra events that, you know, I put my hands in that aren't even our events sometimes. It's just so rewarding that it's like hearing how these kids turn and what they can do and what they accomplish. That's so life-giving in itself that it's like, yeah, sometimes I do work more than I probably should, but it's also like, I think I have much more of a life to watch these kids grow and watch these kids change and see how their future is developing.
Oh, that's wonderful. I mean, being this sounds weird, a molder. So you're assisting in their molding.
as people, mm-hmm. and you're helping them see bigger pictures,
mm-hmm.
and outside of their angst and fears and all of that,
mm-hmm.
and seeing past it,
mm-hmm.
and seeing, you know, the rainbow on the other side. And that's joyous. That must be, as you said, very rewarding. And yes, you have a life.
Yes.
I know that we have someone who I'm not sure if she's on the line with us yet, but I think not Allison Corpus was going to call in, although that would be wonderful if Allison were to call in. But we definitely have Marielle Galdiano calling in. Is she with us?
Yes. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? It's been forever since we've talked.
I know. I've been doing well. How are you?
Oh, really good. I'm sitting here at this wonderful table and feeling like I'm really, you know, meeting people who are making a difference. Tell me your experience with the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, First Tee Hawaii.
It was so much fun back then. Like you mentioned, Allison Corpus, we're the same age. We grew up playing together since we were 7 years old, up until we were seniors, like 16, up at Punahou. You know, every year we're qualifying for Junior Worlds. We're qualifying for TLC out in Maui. I know they have that coming up soon. Just so many fond memories throughout the years living here in Hawaii.
How did it make a difference in your life?
I'd say it shaped the golfer who I am today. You know, with the HSGGA, you learn everything. It's not just how to compete with others. You learn the rules. You learn etiquette. You learn how to compose yourself in front of, you know, nice courses, in front of college coaches, and everything. You learn how to compete beyond just here in Hawaii, too. And you build a lot of character as you go throughout the years in the program. You know, they really take care of you here and make sure you're ready for the next step.
That's nice. Yeah. And then you can also decide that maybe you don't want to take the next step in golf. Maybe you mm-hmm. just want to go to school and then come back to golf at some time.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like, this is one thing. I help kids, too. I'm based out of Orlando now, and I love just being able to help high schoolers, you know, just get through the process of golf and school, figuring out, like, what do you like to do? You can use golf to earn scholarships and then figure out, okay, like, maybe golf is not what I want to do. You can still take advantage of the opportunity to study either for free or with some kind of scholarship.
Aha. Uh-huh. So, you know, so let's say you've been working on golf and you thought that was going to go with you your entire career, and then you decide that, no, I'm not going to continue. How does that go over in the family?
You know, like, I feel like most families are understanding. And if you kind of just explain, like, you know, this is not really what I want to do, but maybe in some ways, like, either it be through golf or not, you can find different avenues. Like, for example, the people you meet at your university, and then you can form a lot of partnerships and relationships over through the golf course or just through golf connections in general.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, through families, like, most people are understanding. You know, you just explain to them, this is my situation. I hope you support me in what I plan to do in the future. And it's not really a problem, I feel like, for the most part. And if it is, like, there's a lot of safe spaces that kids or young adults can go to, like, such as myself, or even going back to First Tee HSJGA, just going to see them and get some counseling. It's definitely a lot of help.
So, Mario, what are you doing now?
So I'm playing on the Epson Tour. I just finished my second season. I am not done for the year yet, though. I still have final stage of Q School. So this year I finished 20th on the points list, and they took 15. So I was really, really close.
I was getting excited because I thought the 20 would get you in, but it was only 15?
Yeah, it's only 15. So I think you might be thinking about Final Stage Q School. Like, I know top 20, they do get their card. So
yeah.
That's definitely what I'm shooting for.
And are you going to go for it?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And where is it being played? We need to be able to focus our energies wherever you are.
Yeah, definitely. It'll be in Mobile, Alabama, at the RTJ Golf Trail out there.
Oh, yeah.
And it's, yeah. So we play there during the year, not at the same course, but still on the RTJ Golf Trail, just out in Prattville. So I've been to this Q Series before, last year and the year before. So, you know, I'm going in with a lot of experience and a lot calmer mindset and more confidence in myself, like not overdoing it too much or underdoing it, you know, kind of just like level-headed. Like, I already know I have status for next year secured, so just go out and play my best, and whatever happens, happens.
Right on. And how do you fund your golf career?
It gets expensive. I don't know if a lot of people know, but I've had, with some decent finishes, I'm able to pay for my expenses, but this I would not be able to play without the help of my amazing sponsors, Access Golf, Schneer, Family Wines, and Golf Lab. So they're all based out of Florida. Hopefully I'll pick up some Hawaii ones soon. I've been around, and I'll be around in December. But it's great. You know, like, it's not just them giving me money. You know, we form relationships, and we chat with each other. We communicate, and they get to know, like, who I am as a person, not just as a golfer.
That is fantastic. That is exactly that. How did you develop the connection to find those sponsors?
Just from being in the golf community, really. Like, one of my sponsors sponsored another girl, and he happened to watch her while we were playing together. And he was like, hey, you know, I love what you're doing. I'm super enthusiastic about women's golf, and I want to help you. So I was lucky with him. And another one I met through coaching, First Tee Orlando, Central Florida. And he was like, Mario, I know you play on tour. I have this little side business that I'm doing, and I'd love if you promote us. We do name vinyl stickers that you can stick on your golf shaft, and it looks like it got printed on there. And I have it on all my clubs, driver to putter. And everyone asked me, it's super cute. You can customize it. It's great. So I've met some amazing people that want to help me on my journey, and I'm so thankful.
What is the company that you can get those stickers for your clubs?
It's called Golf Blab. So if you search up golfblab.com, or if you have an Instagram, I have their stuff tagged in my profile.
Awesome. And your Instagram name is?
It's just my name, Mario Galdiano.
Oh, cool. Sometimes
yeah.
You don't know.
Excuse me.
And how do you spell the golf? Is it Blab? Like,
yes, B-L-A-B.
It is, Blab. I thought I was hearing that, but I wasn't sure.
It's sort of a funny name.
Yeah, it is. But you're blabbing yourself all over your shaft.
Exactly.
Yes, that's awesome, awesome, awesome. So good. I'm so glad. Can I keep your phone number and get in and stay in touch?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, I'd love to have you on the show, you know, like regularly to follow your progress and talk about your sponsors and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely, for sure.
Cool, awesome. Mariel Galdiano, thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Aloha.
Bye, take care.
Bye, you too. Say goodbye, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Cool. Okay, we want to take care of our sponsors. We'll be back right after this.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all their signs? the Honolulu Sign Company, to 1724 Hart Street off Waikamila Road on the Eva side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and tow signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Honolulu Sign, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Ah, you've heard of Stretch Lab. We talk about Stretch Lab on the show. We've been talking about how stretching, you know, talk about going to play golf, stretching, fundamental to prepare or recover from golf. You want to have your muscles all ready to work. Introducing Stretch Lab Hawaii, with studios now at Kahala Mall, Kailua by Foodland. The new studio, it's in the Kolua building, 1000 Awahi Street, a big, beautiful white building at Ward Center, and also coming soon to Kapolei. One-on-one assisted stretching sessions. It helps improve your swing and your flexibility, so important for afterwards, so your body didn't suffer. You'll move better, you'll feel better, and you'll play better. Tell them the golf club sent you. Stretch and mobility are yours at Stretch Lab Hawaii.
And we do have some wonderful news, because it's Veterans Day. My father, a veteran, my son's father, a veteran. So we, and our producer here, a veteran, we're going to celebrate our veterans on Monday of this week. And it's Aloha Power's Veterans Week sale. Everything is on sale up to 25% off. So not everything is 25% off, but some things are. I'm not sure if the Honda, the Steel, the Maruyama, the Echo, the Shindaiwa, the Husqvarna, the riding mowers, the mowers and the chainsaws and the generators and the blowers and a lot more are 25% off. You need to go in to check out Aloha Power's Veterans Week sale. Mow it, blow it, bag it, done. And they've got mower accessories galore. Do you ever think about what a mower accessory could be? I'm thinking maybe it's one of those bags that catches everything so you don't have to, you know, use your rake to get it all put back. Let the equipment do the work. Save your back, and it's still fire season. Protect your property. You are protecting your neighbor's property. You're protecting your community. We ship off-island. New shipments with the latest features arrive daily. It's the perfect time to pick up a gift certificate. Don't know what to give somebody? Give them an Aloha Power gift certificate. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips.
Got my new book, 3 Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now back to Danielle Tucker.
We're here at the Alawai Golf Course. It is a beautiful day, and we're celebrating Hawaii State Junior Golf Association, First Tee Hawaii, and all the junior golf programs, including, you know, we didn't talk with Allison Wallace about girls golf and USGA girls golf and all that. I mean, Allison, tell me what the name of that is again.
It's just LPGA USGA Girls Golf.
Thank you very much. It was the LPGA that I left out. Okay. You know, it's such an important thing for girls to feel empowered. Mm-hmm. Guys kind of come to the table feeling empowered, mm-hmm, sometimes, you know? Not all of them. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be mean. But you know what I mean? Girls tend to feel
He's laughing. He's laughing over here. We have Jared Yum here, First Tee Hawaii Program Director, and I'm probably falling apart next to me. Thank you for picking that up. And Connor Weber, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association Boat Ride Intern. Wow. Congratulations on that one.
Thank you.
Yes. And let's go, Jared Yim, First Tee Hawaii Program Director. Since you start off with the little wee ones, and of course you're helping, Connor. I think you help out with the little ones too?
I do.
You do. And Jared, welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for having my clubhouse in your clubhouse. This is a very comfortable trailer. I'm so, this is so cool.
A little second home here.
It is a second home. It's very homey. It feels so comfortable. So as the First Tee Program Director here on Oahu, what do you have to do?
So my job is we recruit our coaches. Mark Rolfing mentioned that earlier, our coaching staff. So my job is to get them trained up, get them ready. The other part of my job is to have our lessons. Again, as mentioned, we provide these life skills and our five key commitments. And so integrating that seamlessly with the golf skills and our life skills is one of our key tenets as coaches. Setting up, getting things ready, running the classes, running the programs, just having a good time with the kids during the classes. And yeah.
What time does your day start?
On a normal day, about 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
But I'll be here until about 6 o'clock most days.
Maybe 7.
Maybe 7. Maybe 8. It just depends on what I'm doing in the afternoon.
Yeah, right, exactly. And what's it like when they come to you? Tell me what the kids are like when they first come to you.
Depends on the day. Generally on the weekdays, yeah, they're a little, we just got out of school. We don't really want to be here yet.
Yes.
And then once we kind of get them going, they have a lot of fun.
They all have that.
Absolutely.
You know, some people are like taken aback, like, oh, you don't appreciate me. I'm here to help you. And you just have to understand that, you know, put yourself in their shoes. They've just had a whole day.
Absolutely.
And they're like, you know, I'm so done with having to pay attention. So how do you get them to, like, refocus?
It's a little bit of being an actor, kind of. We want to bring the smiles. We want to bring the joy because this is a fun thing that they're getting to do, and it is outside. It is only an hour, and they get to run around a little bit. They get to move around, get that energy out that they might not have been able to get out in school.
Yeah, and it's a productive outlet.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
That's fantastic. I love how you just put that. You know, because you're being told to do, I got to be there. And now you're taking the I got to out of the equation, and they're going to have fun. They don't know that, but you show them the fun.
Absolutely.
Of all of it. That's beautiful. And what are the First Tee Hawaii key commitments?
So there are five key commitments that we have throughout national programming, too. So Chris mentioned collaborating with others. We also have growing through challenges. We have pursuing goals, building a positive self-identity, and using good judgment.
Using good judgment.
Yep.
Like, do I yell at that person or not?
Yeah, totally.
yes.
That's totally it, yeah.
Do you ever have little dust-ups amongst the children, or are they, do they, how does that work?
You know, sometimes, you know, kids are going to be kids.
Sure.
And they're going to have little disagreements here and there, but for the most part, now everyone kind of gets along and we just have fun.
Yeah, that's what I've seen.
Yeah.
We were here doing the show once when everything was going on and there was just like this mass of children, you know, it's just, Rick has some pictures, the executive producer, he has pictures of, you know, it was like, wow, how do you keep all of these guys corralled? Again, if you can be a coach for First Tee or HSJGA, go to, is it, what? Where did he go? What? He's not on the microphone.
FirstTeeHawaii.org.
Hey, there we go. Thank you so much, Jared.
Yep.
FirstTeeHawaii.org.
Yep.
And how can I get involved? Is that it?
There's a button up there that says get involved.
Get involved. And then you just go there, and that's how you can find out how you can get involved. And so let's bring Connor in. Connor is the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association Boat Ride Intern. I've already said that. His experience being a full-time student and working for HSJGA. So you're a full-time student?
I am.
What are you doing?
I go to UH Manoa, study finance.
Finance?
Yes.
And you're...
A little different now.
Finance guy. And, what is your goal?
Well, now it's to pursue a career in the golf industry.
Really?
Yes.
Finance is in every business,
yes,
right?
Don't worry. We put a finance into work here.
Yes.
We put those skills to work here.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Allison, you're so cool. I mean, excuse me. I'm getting everybody all confused.
No, I do a little bit of everything.
Yes.
So.
Yes. So, when did you get into golf?
I got into golf my sophomore year of high school, so during COVID.
That was old.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And who directed you over there?
My grandpa is a big golfer. He had a membership at a club, and when I couldn't play any of my other sports, I started playing with him.
Far out.
Yeah.
Grandpa,
yeah.
That's nice. That's so nice. Do you still play with him?
Yes, when I go home, I play with him all the time.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
And did you take lessons?
I took a few, yeah. So I worked with a club pro out there, but I mainly just watched a bunch of YouTube videos.
You know, this YouTube is taking so much business away from, you know, all those teachers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Bad.
Yeah, I know.
You don't ever say that again.
I know, especially because I am teaching. So.
You don't want all your clients going to YouTube.
No.
Didn't you just want to sign up for the PGA program too, Connor?
Yes.
PGA Tour, what are you going to do?
I'm starting my PGA program. So.
And what is that?
So I get to go through the Professional Golf Association of America. So a little different from the PGA Tour.
Right. Yes.
PGA
of America is awesome.
Yeah, Union of Golf Professionals. And so hopefully, end goal is to be teaching. I love teaching.
You love teaching.
I do.
So and you're teaching the older ones or the younger ones?
Anyone who show up.
So, Jared, you and Connor work together?
Absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Connor does a little bit of everything for me, for our coaching staff, and he's been a big help when either I'm away or I just can't be around. And
so you need time off sometimes?
Sometimes. A little less than Allison, I think.
Allison is, she doesn't get any time off. Is that correct?
I do. Few and far between, but I do.
You guys want to have fun together working.
I would say we have a really good staff, and I think that's one of the best things that it's like. I mean, there was a point this summer where I think I saw Connor every day for a month or so, and it was like even on our few days off, we would like go play golf. And then there did hit a point where I was like, okay, like we need to figure out something else. Like, I got to see my other friends too. But I think one of the best things about this organization is that it's like, when you talk about things of like, okay, like we're working for the kids, it's like we have fun doing our jobs. And I think that's one of the best parts and why we do see so much success in what we do.
Yeah.
Is that it's like, not only do you have, like, when we're actually operating these events and you're seeing it, like, everything happen and come to life, like, we're all working together. We've all got good communication skills, but I all think we enjoy being around each other. And it's not like, Connor might think differently. I know, I'm kidding.
You're putting words in his mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do that often. But, Connor travels a lot with us, with me specifically. We travel a lot for all of our events. When you think I'm at every event and you think I have a lot to do, Connor's also a full-time student on top of doing everything he helps me with and
wow.
Jared with.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty impressive. But, you know, to top it all off, we have a good staff and we put it together. So it's like, I think the life first has to come here. It has to start with the coaches because it's like, if we don't have the life within us, then we can't bring it to them.
Yeah, you're right.
And they can't bring it back to us.
Yeah.
So I think that's something we've definitely established throughout all of us is just bringing together a good community. And it's we've been a foundation and we're building on that and we're trying to just help that get better. And then we can now expand that foundation and help it with those kids.
Yeah, the joy within.
Yeah.
They'll see your joy. And that's everything, you know, and they can relate. So First Tee Hawaii activities. At Century and Sony, what's happening on that level? Who'd like to address that?
I'll talk about that.
So, okay, cool.
At Century, we're going to have our Game Changers experience. There's going to be a lot of fun games. some giveaways and things like that.
Giveaways?
I believe so. Some stuff.
Yeah.
But definitely go check that out for the Century. And then Sonia, we're also going to have a tent space there too, so we're going to play a few games and just have a good time. And it's a good opportunity for kids to kind of see things that they could learn and experience. And yeah, it's a big recruiting time for us too. So.
Yeah, recruiting.
Yeah.
Yeah, for coaches and kids.
Coaches and kids. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And so you're going to become Connor, you're going to become a teacher, and you're going to become a financer, and you've got like multiple things going on here. You're just, what is your ultimate goal?
I think the ultimate goal for me is teaching somewhere. I think that's where I found my passion. But right now, going into a profession with the HSJGA, so running tournaments mainly, but also still helping out with First Tee and any of the other activities we have here.
Okay, so you're committed, and your finance career is always going to help you no matter what you do.
Yes.
I mean, it can even fund your career in golf because, you know, sometimes it's not all lucrative. And and I imagine you can, you know, you do taxes?
I have, yes. Got a lot of friends who really enjoy me around April.
Hey, Connor!
That's good to know.
Well, it's a side hustle, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
Except I do it for free.
Yeah. Whoa, wait. You're the finance guy.
That's right.
You're not supposed to do anything for free.
I know.
He's too nice.
Yeah, I know. He's got a great smile. You're welcome. So do you. Jared, you got a great smile.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So what have I left off here? Oh, I have to do a break? Oh, darn. We have to do... I love my sponsors, KORL YNI Honolulu, and we're going to be back right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker, and this is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
If you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing, schedule a session with Coach Claude Brousseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and three-time PGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning, call Claude at 808-856-9458 or by email, claudeforbestgolf@gmail.com. That's 808-856-9458 and have more fun playing golf.
The Aloha Power Veterans Week Sale. Everything on sale up to 25% off. Weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it, chainsaws, mowers, blowers, trimmers. You want them? They'll be on sale, Veterans Week sale. We ship off island. New shipments arrive daily. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwile, next to the Costco gas station, and in Waipahu. Aloha Power Equipment, we put power at your fingertips.
There I am. Excuse me. It's so funny when you start talking and you know that, you know, nobody can hear. And then you hear yourself and you go, oh, now they can hear me. Hi, this is the Golf Club, and we are at the Alawai Golf Course, and we're having a fabulous time talking Hawaii State Junior Golf Association and First Tee Hawaii. And I know if you're a golfer, you're listening because all of this applies to adults just as much as it does to kids, you know? And speaking of adults, we don't stretch enough.
I mean, we wake up and stretch. That's not a stretch. Stretching is fundamental to prepare or to recover from any sport. But from golf, yeah, because there's so much tension that's involved in this game. You don't even know how much stress you're putting on your muscles until, well, the next day. So introducing Stretch Lab Hawaii with studios at Kahala Mall, Kailua, that's right by the Foodland, in Ward Village, that they're at Kolua, that's a new building that just opened up, 1000 Oahu Street. And our new salon is coming to Kapolei. It'll be open much quicker than the one on Ward because Ward was a new build and all this stuff had to be done. But in Kapolei, the building they're working on is already, it's got all of its electricity, et cetera, et cetera. Our one-on-one assisted stretching sessions help improve your swing, your flexibility, you'll move better, you'll feel better, and you will play better. You'll sleep better. Tell them the golf club sent you and give the gift that feels so good, a Stretch Lab gift certificate. You're wondering what to give somebody because the holidays are coming up? Yeah, stretch and mobility are yours at Stretch Lab Hawaii.
The golf club tip number 81. Don't throw your bag in the pond. You'll want your car keys and wallet when driving home. Now, back to the golf club with Danielle Tucker.
All right. So what I did is I asked Jared Yim, the first tee Hawaii program director, and Connor Weber, the Hawaii State Junior Golf Association boat ride intern, and Allison Wallace, the HSJGA tournament manager. And if I go any further, we'll never have time for all of this because we're going to have Renee Ewan join us in the clubhouse, head coach, Chaminade men's golf team, among many other things. All right, so I asked them all to tell me what they'd like to just, like, the last thing that we can talk about. Let's start with Jared. What's on your mind, Jared?
I just want to say how amazing our program is, and I'm trying to sell to our coaches, staff, and to get more coaches and start recruiting. Our current session's ending in a couple of weeks, and we're going to open up new registrations for First TOIE across the board today.
Today,
yeah.
Okay, where do they go to sign up?
FirstTeeHawaii.org.
It's FirstTeeHawaii.org. You go there, and what do we press to get to the link?
There's either the Get Involved tab for our coaches or Register My Child tab for registering for new sessions.
Pretty self-explanatory there. Awesome. Thank you very much, because we still want instructions.
Yeah.
Because when you open up, you're going like, oh, my God, I can't see everything. It's funny how that works, and then you have to zero in on it. All right, so coaches and parents with kids tell your parents, because this is a lot of fun, and you'll meet some really cool people. All right, now, Connor Weber, Hawaii State Junior Golf Association boat ride intern. Boat ride intern.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, we are in the process of creating a new internship for next year, hiring a new one. So really my experience has been really cool. I've got to do a little bit of everything, as we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I get to go to all the tournaments, so flying around all the islands. I do first tee coaching as well, which has been really fun. So it's really just a great experience. It's developed me a lot professionally and personally, and I'm really looking forward to staying on with the team and helping build another one up.
Right on. So you'll be there to help that new intern get to know the ropes.
Exactly.
Wonderful. Did you want to mention something? Come on, Allison.
I mean, I always have a lot to mention, but I definitely...
I was going to say that, but I'm glad you did.
There's always a lot happening. I think for us, we just, like, having Connor as an intern has really shaped the way that we've run tournaments. I think he set the bar really high. Again, he won't brag on himself enough, but I'll brag on him to say that he's done a lot for this organization in terms of really being a key player. There's been several tournaments where we would go 2 hours and not see each other, and every single time I would need something done, he's already done it. And I've seen him do that with First Tee too, and even here in the office, like when you need help, he's already on it. So just kudos to Connor for everything he's done with. But in that PJ Boatwright intern, it's actually like a national program, so like selected clubs like through the USGA get to do that all year. We're fortunate because we run a golf season year-round that Connor's been with us for 11 months, and he will be coming back whether he likes it or not.
I think he likes it.
Yeah, I think he does, too.
Yeah.
But, so he'll be coming back, and we'll, our goal next year is to find another intern to, you know, kind of step into his shoes, learn from him, learn from all of us, and help us, you know, make our tournaments better, help grow First Tee, which the PJ Boatwright intern is kind of tournament-specific, but, you know, as our organization being very cool, we kind of have a unique position to work all across the board, but, you know, help with tournaments, help run events, and just get that experience. And I think one cool thing Connor forgot to mention is that with this internship, you get to go to something called Golf House.
Golf House.
Yeah. And I think that maybe should be more Connor talking about it because I didn't go, he did. But it's a unique experience that is offered to every PJ Boatwright intern across the board, no matter whether you're here or you're in Georgia or you're in New Jersey or wherever
Podunk,
it is.
Podunk, Iowa.
Yeah, so why don't you tell us about your experience from that, Connor?
Yeah, so I got to go to Golf House in New Jersey, so USGA headquarters, I guess.
Yeah.
Now, so pretty they have a museum there. It's really cool.
Yeah.
So
lucky guy.
It was a lot of fun. So basically, that's kind of where most people start their internships. Obviously, for me, it was in January, and the golf season is not going on in most places. But it was really exciting, really cool. They teach you all about the USGA and how it works, rules, greens.
They got a lot of rules, don't they?
Yeah.
They do. I mean, yeah, you know, not only the game on how you hit the ball, but the greens and vegetation.
Yeah, I that's one part that I never knew about is we learned a lot about grass, and I was like, oh, this is cool.
You know, you just, it really is an amazing organization.
Yes. That was a really cool experience and a great benefit of this internship that anybody should be excited about.
Yeah, and so the next intern, you're going to be shaping them.
That's the plan.
Yep. I think they'll have fun with you.
I hope so.
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty much certain of it. So, yeah. Yeah. He's a keeper.
He is. That's why we've got him coming back.
Awesome. All right, kids. We have Renee Ewan. Renee, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. Renee, has any of these conversations sparked something in you that you want to talk about?
Well, one thing I can say, I think it's really great that the First Tee program and the LPGA Girls Golf Program is now being run out of the Owl-Y facilities, the practice facilities. It's just been able to reach a lot more young people to get them into the game of golf. But the one thing I do want to say is, while it's never too old to learn the game of golf, it's also never too young to start being active and play a game like golf.
That's it. You know, people say, hey, they can hardly pick up a club. You don't. The beauty of being young is that you don't have to worry about the number of clubs. I think it's so much better being a kid playing golf. You know, you're not carrying around too many clubs. Okay.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I would have to agree with that. I had a junior helping me at a tournament a few weeks ago, and he was one of our older kids, and he got to watch, like, I think it was like the 7 to 10-year-olds play, and he was like, that brought me back so much life to watch that it's like watching him like hit the shot, and then he's like, oh my gosh, like that, like all three kids hit the shot, and every three of the kids was like, yeah, go, like that was great, and they're like, of course. Screaming on the golf course and you're like, what's going on? But it's just like watching how much life they have in them, bring that back. And the older junior was like, wow, like that was really impressive. And like that made me realize that golf is about fun. And like, I forget to have that sometimes.
Yes, absolutely. It is about, but you know, I was looking at Renee, I was looking at all the things at the 2024 season. This is your 12th year as head coach for the Chaminade men's golf team. You've served on the NCAA Division II Regional Advisory Committee, which helps to select the West Region programs into the Super Regionals, and served. You've been the chair for the West and South Central Regions 2022-2023. The Silver Swords finished the 2023-2024 campaign winning the 2024 PGA Works Division II Collegiate Championships at TPC Sawgrass to bring home the university's first national title in any sport. Congratulations. That is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. It was a long time coming. Golf is such a competitive game at the collegiate level. So we're really proud of what happened. And like most golf competitions, we only won by one stroke. So it really comes down to the matter of every stroke counts when you're playing golf.
Yeah, it most definitely does. Now, how many of your athletes, your golfers on the men's golf team, how many started young?
I would say the majority nowadays that I see trying to get into collegiate programs start young, but also not necessarily the sport of golf, but they start sports at a very young age. They're playing baseball, softball, basketball, and they're all starting, I would say, 7, 8, 9 preteen years is when you really should be active and playing a lot of different sports.
Getting your feet in or hands in everything so that you find out what you're most acclimated for?
Well, it's not only that, but being active, waking up all the muscles, using all the muscles at a young age, and developing the hand-to-eye coordination.
Okay. That's it. You know, I think children need to be outdoors and off
yes.
their computers.
Yes, and we're lucky in Hawaii because what I always hear, the attraction of people coming to Hawaii to play golf and collegiate golf, is that we can play it year-round, whereas right now on the East Coast, you're starting into the period where the season shuts down and they don't see nice weather for golf until the spring.
Yeah, exactly. And I have a friend who's on the show regularly, and I can't get him before, when it's, 1 o'clock on the East Coast. He can't be on the show until after 2 o'clock because he plays golf every weekend. Because all of a sudden it ends, right? The golf season ends. And he won't miss it.
Yeah.
But so what is the PGA?
I'm sorry,
a delay.
What were you going to say?
What is the PGA PGM Apprentice Program?
That is the program PGA sponsors, and the LPGA also has a similar program. But they sponsor it for you to go through seminars to enter the golf business. It's the way that young people can learn about the game of golf, all facilities, like you said, things like the grass, running a pro shop, running tournaments, and it allows a person to enter into PGA membership or LPGA membership if you want to work in a golf-related business. So a lot of universities are having these programs so that you can combine the study of being a golf professional with your college degree.
That's terrific. And you are in the program now.
No, I went through the LPGA program, so I'm an LPGA member. And I do want to say that Chaminade University offers a sports and event management degree as part of the business program. So that's another way young people and collegiate people can enter into the business of golf.
Do you know the name of that program?
It's just the sports and event management degree program as part of the business program at Chaminade.
Excellent. Thank you. All of this information is fabulous. You know, I'm getting so much insight. In case you didn't know, I'm talking with Renee Ewan, head coach of Chaminade men's golf team. She is a Punahou graduate, earned her bachelor's degree from Smith College, her law degree from USC. She graduated from the NCAA Women's Coaches Academy, which teaches women's coaches in all collegiate sports about management strategies, decision-making decisions, ethics, leadership, legal issues, communication skills. And you're also a trial attorney in your own private practice. How do you do all this?
Actually, I finally shut down the practice a couple years ago because coaching was taking so much of my time. But I encourage young people to go to school to get their education, because while you might be a good player as a young person, it's really hard to earn a living as a professional touring pro. So that's why it's important that these universities offer programs for people to get into the business of golf, not only the playing side of golf.
Excellent. I that's what Connor was talking about. You know, he's taking, he's a boat ride intern here at the HSJGA and First Tee, and he's in finance, but he loves teaching and coaching, and it's he's still getting his degree and he's playing golf, but he's got his head on his shoulders and he's doing everything. And on top of everything else, Renee Ewan, head coach at Chaminade's men golf team, is an avid triathlete. Are you still running in the Honolulu and Boston marathons as well as the Kona Ironman?
I am not, but that was part of my athletic past. It was involvement in triathlons, including only one time competing the Kona Ironman. That was one time was enough for me.
I thought, boy, you are superwoman.
No, I can't do it all.
I don't know. I think you're not giving yourself enough credit. Renee Ewan, we only have like a minute left before I have to thank our sponsors and say aloha. I have probably not given you... What did you want to communicate today?
I would like all young people to begin to play the game of golf, go out, join a program, and keep playing, because it is a game that you can use not only to become perhaps a collegiate golfer, but later in professional careers, later in life, you'll learn to enjoy and play the game with your friends.
Yeah, exactly. And when the boss says, hey, come out and play a game of golf with me, you can say, sure. But you might not want to play your best golf.
Absolutely. Have fun. That's the name of the game.
Renee Ewan, head coach of the Chaminade men's golf team, congratulations on your victories, and thank you so much for being inside the clubhouse.
Thank you.
Aloha. Let's thank the people who make the show possible, but first, Jared Yim, thank you for being in the clubhouse. Thank you for sitting here with us for a couple of hours. It's been a pleasure meeting you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Connor, your character, it's wonderful, and I am so glad what you're doing. And how do they, get be a boat ride intern? Who do they apply to?
Yeah, so we're still putting that together. We're about to email a bunch of stuff out. But
okay.
If they are interested, email info@hsjga.org.
Okay, and you can be on the show and talk about that.
Of course.
Okay. And you can come back anytime.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. And is there anything you'd like to add?
I think I've said enough today.
I think you're wonderful. You can be on the show anytime you want.
I'll be on the show anytime, Danielle.
And over here, Chris Noda is here the whole time. I'm getting the rap, the old, somebody making a, like, hurry up, going rap, 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 rap. Close. Okay. Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, it's a podcast and it's a live stream, is brought to you by Stretch Lab Hawaii, one-on-one assisted stretching sessions, just like the pros get, to improve your flexibility and your swing at Kahala Mall, Kailua, or the new studio at Kolua, 1000 Oahu Street in the Ward Village, opening soon in Kapolei. Have you ever seen those movies where somebody opens a door and walks in and there's some guy holding somebody's leg on there, and they're all, that's stretching. It's wonderful. It's very good for you. It's Aloha Power's Veterans Week Sale. Chainsaws, weed whackers, trimmers up to 25% off. Riding mowers from homeowner to supersized landscapers in stock. Mower accessories galore. So they're all available for you. You can mow it, blow it, bag it, and you're done. Let your equipment do the work. It's faster. It's smarter. Thank you for your service. Our Veterans Week sale. Yes, and save big at Aloha Power Equipment. The Aloha section, PGA, teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts a lifetime for self, health, and friendship. Go golf. And the Century starts off the PGA Tour's 2025 season at Kapalua's Plantation Course on Maui, January 2nd through the 5th. Thank you for your mama, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on The Golf Club.
Copyright 2024.